a home personal training studio. Choose your own hours, be your own boss, help lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong in your local area, never have to leave home, and don't have the hassle of having to rent a space or buy a building or perhaps not even buy equipment. Never have to travel on the motorway or the freeway or in the traffic to go anywhere because you're always at home, and you could do it from your lounge room, your garage, your backyard, your spare room, all of which have been done before very successfully. So how do you do it? And there'll be a stack of people that tell you that you can't, and I love it when people say that because there are so many people that have, and our most successful Max Fitness Business College students are the ones that have done it from home. And also I think the happiest people, because they never have to go and have the hassle of renting a space or buying a building or having to talk to landlords or having to travel out of their home. They do it from home. Some people will tell you that you don't want to have people coming to your home to train with you. So make a space in your home that is completely separate from where you actually live so that when people come to you, it feels like they're going to a private studio, but they're coming to your house so you don't have to travel anywhere. So how do you do it? The all important thing with any business is that you are doing what you are the most passionate about. So if you're really excited about having a big gym or a chain of personal training studios or a pretty commercial space where people come to you as a on-site business, then obviously a home studio is not for you. But if the idea of being able to work from home and have people come to you is really exciting, then please know that it is not only possible, it's probably the easiest way to set up your business. The next thing to consider is what kind of people or who will come to your home studio. And a lot of people think, well, it's just going to be people from my local area. But you might be quite surprised simply because 10% of the population either go to a gym or feel that they should go to a gym or have been to a gym before and they've got a gym mentality, gym headspace. But 90% of the population are not keen to train at a gym. In fact, they don't want to go to the gym. And if they can find an alternative, a place to train that is safe and secure, non-intimidating, warm and welcoming, and it happens to be your home studio, then you might be surprised how far people will travel to do that. So whether you want to specialize in a particular area, so whether it's stay-at-home mums or elite athletes, it might be business people, it might be kids, it doesn't matter. Regardless of your specialization, people may travel to your home studio. And then, of course, there's the obvious where you're target market will be a 1, 2, 3 kilometer radius from your home. And that means your target marketing is easy because you specialize in people who live in your local area. So keep both of those in mind. You don't have to choose a specialization because the specialization might be the people who live in your local area. But please don't cut out the fact that you could specialize in whatever it is that you want to and still do that from home. The next thing to be really aware of is that if people are coming to your home, they're coming to train with you. And people who want large amounts of equipment or expensive equipment or equipment that has lots of variations and all different kinds and different colors and sizes and big heavy weights are the people that will probably go to the gym. So you might tend to focus on then the people who are not interested in large amounts of equipment, which of course then makes setting up your studio really inexpensive. One of the things I always share is that you don't need any equipment, so let's start from scratch. Ultimately, the heaviest weight that most people will lift will be their own body weight. So when we ask the question, fit and strong for what? If you can get their body fit in a small space and you can get their body strong in a small space without having to lift anything but their own body weight, then the cost of equipment can be cut out as well. People often share with me that you can't earn $100,000 a year as a personal trainer, for example. Now, of course you can, but then a lot of people think then you must be in a big commercial studio with pretty equipment and a beautiful building. Well, that's not true either, because when you do your numbers, and this is where we start when we're setting up a business, there's two numbers. What is your BAM number, your bare ass minimum amount of money that you need to earn to currently pay the bills that you have now, live the life that you have now, and not have to do the job that you're doing now? So it's probably the amount of money that you're earning now. So what is the bare ass minimum amount that you need to earn training people so that you can either quit your job or feel safe and secure that you're earning the amount of money that you want to earn? The next number is very exciting. It's your, I call it your abundance number. So if you had a life where you could do all the things that you wanted to do and not ever have to worry about money, and that might be buy a new car every year, go on for 4 weeks 5-star holidays every year, send your children to private school, be able to drink expensive wine, go out for dinner for 3 nights a week, give a stack of money to charity every year, whatever your abundance number is. So there's two numbers. What's your BAM number and what's your abundance number? The next thing you need to work out is how many hours a week you want to invest into your business. Now, you do this, of course, whether you've got a home studio, a commercial studio, whether you're going to work for somebody else. But you need to know how many hours a week out of 168, because we only have 168 in the week, how many of those hours do you want to work? And even more exciting and more important is what hours are they? So you might decide, yes, I want to do 40 hours a week or 20 hours a week, or I'm happy to work 60 or 70 hours a week, because you've decided that you're going to work 3 days a week and have 4 days off, or you're going to start every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and be finished by midday so that you can have every afternoon off. You might be an afternoon person, say, and like to sleep in, so you might decide that my work hours are going to be 3 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock at night. So it's not just how many hours you want to invest into your business, but when do you actually want to work those hours? Then the exciting thing is you just need to find the amount of people who are available at that time that can invest the amount of money that you need to charge to have a life of abundance. And of course, that number's easy again. You just take your BAM number and or your abundance number, you divide that by the number of hours that you want to invest into your business, which will then tell you how much you need to charge per hour. Now, if you're doing half hour sessions, you just divide that again in half. But the simple process is this. How many hours do you want to work? When do you want to work them? And then how many people do you need in that time frame that will give you that lifestyle? Now, the beautiful thing about a home studio, particularly if you don't invest a large amount of money in equipment, if any money in equipment, is that then you have profit, total complete profit from every person that you train, because you are now selling a service, not a product. And most of what you do at home can be tax deductible. So part of your electricity bill, part of your gas bill for heating, part of your rent and or your mortgage in your home will then become tax deductible because you're running a home business. The beautiful thing then about running a home business and it's a personal training studio is that there is only one person coming at a time. So it's not like you need a large car parking space, or you're going to be annoying your neighbors because you've got 10 or 20, 30 people coming at a time. You've just got one person at a time. And that might only be a couple of days a week. The other thing to keep in mind with your hours is that you might decide you're going to work 3 months of the year and have 9 months off. You might work 3 months and then have 3 months off, work 3 months, have 3 months off. You might decide that you're going to work 7 days a week for those first 3 months of the year and then have 3 months off. You might decide that you're going to work 6 months and have 6 months off. You might decide you're going to work 12 months and have 12 months off. That's the beautiful thing about owning your own business, and the really awesome thing about having a home studio, because you don't have a lease that you have to answer to or mortgage repayments that you have to answer to because you're working from your own home. Now, of course, if you're a mobile trainer, the same things apply, because you're going to be training people on the beach in a park in their own home, so those expenses don't exist. So please get excited about how easy it is to have a home studio. Then when you know the time of day that you're going to be training people, how many people you need to train, and how much you're going to be charging them, then you start your marketing program. And of course, your MAX program is designed to help you in every area of marketing, so please, yes, watch the marketing sessions in detail, take notes, and get in contact with me if you need help with any of those things. But the beautiful thing about a home studio is that you can become the expert in your local area. You live there, people know you, you shop at the same shops, go to the same petrol station, go to the same cafes and restaurants, your children may go to the same schools. It's really easy to become the expert in your specialization area in your local area, because people will know who you are. You live there. It's so, so easy to do it this way. So of course, then the best marketing plan is to get in contact with everybody in your 1, 2, 3 kilometer radius, whether it's the businesses in that area or the people in that area. So literally letterbox dropping. But yes, please do personal handwritten notes rather than brochures or dropping in your business card. Obviously, your uniform will become incredibly important so that people know who you are, and make sure your uniform tells people who you are and what you specialize in and how you can help them. And these are all parts of the MAX program. What I'm sharing with you, that the thought of having your own business could be scary to some people. And of course, there's going to be people that tell you that all the time. Oh, business is really hard and business is really complicated and you need a whole stack of money and you won't have the experience. Usually when you go and work for somebody else, you get their experience. And if they're not very good at what they do and they're complaining about not having enough clients or their business is not as successful as you want yours to be, then you end up with the wrong experience. Or you might end up with, yes, I've got 5 years experience, but it's not really 5 years. It's 1 year of experience repeated 5 times. Why not do it yourself? If you don't want to get what everybody else is getting and you don't want to do what everybody else is doing, and if you've ever said to yourself, if this was my business, this is how I would do it. Or if you've ever seen personal trainers who aren't performing at a level that you think is professional, if you ever see personal trainers who aren't doing it the way you would do it, how easy to do it from your own home. So how do you set it up? Do you need a separate entrance? Maybe that depends on your current lifestyle, how you live. Do you need to have a spare room? No, because if you've got a backyard or a front yard or a deck, you can train people in any of those areas. Does it need to be glamorous? Please don't think that it does. Now, you might want it to be because you're the kind of person that likes to train in a glamorous area. But please be aware that when people are coming to train with you, it's you. And most people don't even see the area that they're exercising in. And there's too many examples of that where I've got MAX students who have got just a boring old garage with concrete on the floor. They've put in a power rack and it's cost them about $600-$700 at the absolute most for their equipment. And usually it's the blokes that do this. They don't make it very pretty at all. There's no pot plants or pictures or flowers, but they give people a really great workout. And because their expenses are low and they're training people at a time that they want to train them and they don't have to travel anywhere to do it, you might be surprised how little you can charge people or how much you can charge people because you're giving them such a personal experience. So on the flip side of that, you might have a garage that's completely decked out with beautiful carpet and mirrors and pretty paint and pretty pictures and pretty lounges and a beautiful coffee machine and music to suit your clients and all the things that would make it a 5-star experience, but also not intimidating because they're coming to your house to train. So regardless, and then of course then I'll say regardless, but that really is dependent upon your target market. So if you want to attract people who are going to love pretty spaces and stylish, sophisticated places to train, then set up your studio that way. But if you're going to train people who just want to get a great workout and they don't really care about the environment that they're in, then be aware that you don't need to invest a lot of money. Some people say to me, look, you know, I've got to repaint the garage and get new carpet and spend $5,000 on equipment. And none of that is true. It is if you want it to be, but you certainly don't have to have great equipment or a beautiful place for people to train. And once again, there's lots of different examples of that. We've got MAX students who have trained people out of their lounge room. We've got MAX students who have trained people off their front yard, their backyard, off their deck, in their spare bedroom. All they've done is advertised in their local area that this is what I specialize in, and or I specialize in people in our local area. And if you hate going to the gym, what a special way to train, come and visit me at my home. You'll be a warm and welcome guest. So I hope you can hear in my voice how exciting this is. You do not have to lease a property. You do not have to buy a building. You do not have to buy expensive equipment. And my favorite story of all is Darlene from the Gold Coast at Palm Beach. She ordered a stack of equipment to put on her deck so she could train people in her local area. Her goal was to train people 3 days a week and have 4 days off. She originally went to Cash Converters, a secondhand store, and she bought a mini trampoline, some boxing gear, and a set of adjustable dumbbells and a chin dip machine, I think all up about $150 at the most. Before her equipment arrived. She booked out her 3 days with personal training before the equipment arrived, and when it did arrive, nobody wanted to use it because they came to her specifically because there was no equipment. They loved the fact that what they were doing was boxing for a warm-up, skipping for a warm-up, jumping on the mini trampoline for a warm-up. They had their music playing. They had their favorite drink there. They had Darlene with a big, happy, smiley face talking to them. They learned how to do chins and dips, which is very empowering for both men and women. They were doing lunges and squats and and dumbbell rows, which are the kind of exercises that are so functional people can actually relate to them. The equipment wasn't scary and they loved it. So if you want to book yourself out with the general public who really need your help and hate going to the gym, then having a home studio might be the best option you could ever think of. Please don't let somebody tell you that it can't be done, because it can. And if you want help to set up your home studio, that's what your personal mentoring sessions are for. Give Rowie a call, give K-Man a call, give Savvy a call, and let's help you do this, because you can. And